This is the Deeper Understandings column, this time written for us by Francisco Javier Gotia Padilla. It's entitled Theological Education in Español, or Spanish. Terrazzo is a classic Puerto Rican book of short stories written by Abelardo Díaz Alfaro in 1947. In one story, a Puerto Rican teacher tries to teach English to his students. A dialogue between the teacher and his students, Telito, goes something like this. It says, "Read with me. The cock says cock-a-doodle-doo. Telito, how does the cock sing in English? I do not know, teacher. But you have just read it." "No," answered Telito, looking at the picture. "Listen, the cock sings cock-a-doodle-doo. Teacher, that's the American cock. At home, the cock sings cocoroco clearly." And the teacher started to laugh, and then the whole class. Outside, startled by the laughs, Don Cyprian's cock flaps his wings and sings a clean and metallic cocococoro. One can read this story as ethnocentric or even with some tension, as two cultures collide in a small and embattled Caribbean island at the beginning of the Cold War. But I think there is more to it, something theological. The more to this story has to do with the incarnation, the way we Lutherans understand the vernacular. Vernacular can refer to more than the language commonly spoken in an area. Theologically, vernacular describes the efficacious and meaningful way the Word of God inhabits our human words by the power of the Spirit. It describes Martin Luther's efforts to bring the Bible, preaching and worship, to real people in real life. The more in the story of the teacher and Telito has to do with the real presence of the Word of God among us and the capacity of the Word of God to inhabit the precariousness and limitations of creation. Theologians have captured this idea with the Latin phrase finitum capax infinitum, the infinite is capable of conveying the infinite. The more has to do with how we use words as we create reality, as we relate to each other, and even as we understand ourselves with words. It has to do with words as the Word grasps us and establishes a full of grace relationship with us. In the Incarnation, God came to us and the Word became one of us. Jesus assumes our reality and inhabits it as it is. The Word is preached in the vernacular, which is more than simply speaking any language. It is the Word being incarnate in the wholeness and depth of our reality and being. The Word is capable of dwelling in the contingency and precariousness of a small Caribbean island. In Puerto Rico, it means that the cock sings cococoro. God finds a way to be present and understand Telito as he listens to the cock singing in Spanish, not as ethnocentric, but as a contextual and profoundly theological reality. God listens and speaks to us en español. Theology and biography go hand in hand. Affirming diversity in our ecclesial landscape does not mean substituting or eliminating anything. It means adding and expanding. It means that we need to deepen our landscape of theological education to include Telito. Our theological education system will only grow and strengthen as new eyes and new voices read and comment on our confessional tradition and find connections, relationships, nuances, and language that help us better grasp and articulate our faith. This is true of all ethnic-specific communities and all accents present in our denomination. The true aggregate of vernaculars, a melody of methodologies, hermeneutics, and theological lenses incorporated in our denominational system of theological education, will only help us to better explain and share what we believe and confess. This aggregate, which includes Coco Rococo, is precisely what theologian Justo Gonzalez identifies in his book, Out of Every Tribe and Nation, A Christian Theology at the Ethnic Roundtable, as according to the whole or the Catholicity or universality of the Church, the openness for the testimony of plural perspectives and experiences, which is implied in the fourfold canonical witness of the Gospel.